Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now.
Productions, one of the few black internet radio stations that discuss black issues and solutions. And We Talk Production tonight presents Black Urban America. I'm your host, Kenny Jones. Other shows that we have, which is Tomorrow Night by Shaka Zulu, Shamir Harris, The Elephant in the Room. On Saturday, we have Provocative Thoughts, which all shows starts 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On monthly, we have Keep Calling and Let's Discuss Racism, which come on the third Tuesday of every month. And the last Thursday of every month, we have Shades of a Nation by Michael Francis. And in January, we will be introducing a new monthly show that discusses healthy relationship within the African American community. Now, before I introduce my guest tonight, I would just like to share some information for you. I'll read an article by Mr. Austin, who writes for Demos, stated that in nearly every federal agency, the Trump administration has pursued policy harmful to blacks. He also writes that Connie M. Raza explained that Trump is trying to implement socialist exclusion. And she explained social exclusion is a set of decisions and action by the economically and politically powerful to deploy white supremacists and racist ideas to further concentrate their wealth and policy. Here's some of the issues that jumped out at me while I was reading the article. Ramping up mass incarceration, failed to address the black economic recession, taking money away from black workers and colleges. So those are some of the issues that is going on with the Trump administration. Tonight, my guest is Mr. Thea West, and I found him strolling him and found him. He discussed a lot about politics and what have you, Mr. West. Good evening.
Hello, Brother Kenneth. How are you?
I'm fine. I got to just explain to you and my audience that the show, that the show could be a little short today. I have to go to an event, so we got like 10 minutes to, I thought I could do it, but there's a travel time.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm going to have to reschedule to come back like in November, December, so we can really continue, go in depth and make analysis of some of the policies that President Trump is implementing have a negative impact on our community. What do you see? Do you agree with that statement by Mr. Austin, or do you see it differently?
Well, I haven't seen that statement. I heard some of it. It didn't come through too clearly, the audio, but basically some of that I definitely disagree with. And very often, if individuals cannot express also the positives that are happening, but they only express the negatives, then generally their opinion or what they're presenting as facts are questionable anyway, or they're biased. Here are some facts. The fact is that African Americans right now overall in this country, they are doing much better economically as far as jobs. So, and the more you crack down on illegal immigration, the more jobs that will become available to African Americans, because illegal immigrants, the first area where they go in the United States is directly to black communities. And they go
why
there
is that?
And they compete. Why is that?
Yes.
Well, the reason why is this. Generally, they're going to go where the housing is cheapest and other things are cost less. So that's the first attraction to those communities. So they're going to go into the community that has the least amount of resistance. And the least amount of resistance is not in pale-skinned communities. It's in black communities. So that is where illegal immigrants come. And not only illegal immigrants, but lots of other immigrants, they go into those areas also, into black communities, depending on which program they're entering the United States under. If they're highly skilled and they're entering under some of the, for example, the H-1B technical visa programs, then they can afford to go into suburbia. They can afford that. But overwhelmingly, the immigrants who are coming in, the illegal immigrants especially, they're not wealthy. They don't have a substantial amount of money. So they're going to go to communities where the cost of living is less. And as I said, the community that is less resistant to them. And for the last 40 or so years, African-American communities have been the least resistant to them coming into their communities. So I know we have a lot of African-Americans who do not like Trump, but the fact is, and no one can deny it, when you remove illegal immigrants from various jobs, that opens up a lot of jobs for African Americans. An example in Texas, Lowe's Trailer, one of the biggest trailer manufacturers in the country. When ICE raided that company and arrested 169 people, well, that opened up more jobs for blacks and others in the communities around there. When they raided 7-Eleven, that opened up jobs, more jobs for blacks at 7-Eleven. So I'm sure, you know, we can pull good cases, bad cases to support our points of view, but each case needs to be evaluated on the merit of what's being presented. So I haven't had an opportunity.
Some analysis would say that Trump U.S. immigration policies are very racist towards the brown people of Mexico, Central America, and South America. What would you say to them?
No, that's not true. Those are all lies. There are Europeans from various countries who are being arrested by and locked up or shipped back to Europe. That's happening. I've seen that happen. So they're not telling the truth on that. And then also, when you look at immigrants from Europe has a problem with birth rate. So once upon a time, Europe could ship millions of people to the United States as immigrants. But they can't do that anymore. They have their own problem with birth rate. So there aren't, in comparison, let's say to Hispanic populations, in comparison, there are a minute few, comparatively, Europeans here illegally compared to, let's say, those who are coming from Mexico or those who are coming from other Hispanic countries. Very few. Very few. I mean, we're talking a fraction.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So that's what I have to say about that, is that, no, those are not true statements. It was a long time ago when the United States allowed hundreds of thousands and millions of Europeans to enter into the United States. But that's no longer the case. That's no longer true. Almost all of the illegal immigrants who are in the United States and who are trying to come into the United States, they are coming from Hispanic countries. They're not coming from African countries. Africans are a very small fraction of the number of immigrants or illegal immigrants residing here in the United States. And also, that is also true of the various European countries and groups here in the United States. So that's untrue. It's not true. They would have to back it up with facts, and I already know what the facts are, because before I speak on a subject matter, I've already looked at and compiled and studied and analyzed the facts on this.
Well, Mr. West, will you come back in December on the show, and then we can go into facts more in detail?
Oh, sure, sure. Just send me an invite, and
okay.
We'll definitely do that.
And also, also, I'd like to invite, I'd like to invite someone else to come on the show, and we can have a discussion about you more pro and this person's more anti. We can have a little a real discussion about, you know, not about who's right and who's wrong, but receiving and obtaining the correct information.
Yes, that would be good. That would be good. You can have, I would like that. So December would be good. The election will be over. That would be
yes.
Good.
Okay.
And then
all
also,
right, Mr. West, I look forward to in December.
Pardon?
I look forward in seeing you in December.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kenneth.
Okay. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, we heard another perspective. We heard another perspective about some of the policy that is being implemented by our President Trump, and it really puts in a different perspective of how Trump policy are impacted. Are Trump policies impacting the African-American community negatively? Oh, excuse me. Are President Trump policies impacting the black community in a negative fashion? Or it might be impacting a positive fashion, a positive effect. I'm having technical problems, man. Excuse me, everybody. So, I'd just like to say another week has come by. And I appreciate everyone for listening and downloading the show. And again, my name is Kenny Jones. I am because we are. We are because I am. Good night.
Hold it now. You still on?
Huh?
You still on?
No.